First and foremost, I just want to apologize to all the fans for the comment I made last Saturday. I was very frustrated in the way the defense has been playing for the last 3 weeks. We've given up a lot of yards, and it's frustrating as a defense, you know, when you have the crowd booing, and we feed off the crowd's energy, so it's very difficult in that aspect. And Coach Ka is taking shots, and the reason why he's taking shots is because the defense, the way that we're playing, he's lining us up in the right way, and we're not trusting it, and we're just doing our own thing and just playing bad. And I was just very emotional, and I just really truly apologize to all the fans for the comment I made. We have great fans. I just, you know, it was just a mistake and something that was very unchristian-like for me to say, and something I won't do again, and I truly apologize for that. Any questions?
Corey McKinnon was up here, and he took it more as you having his teammates' backs, because he said you've been playing very well, and others have not. Your comments the other day. Is there a fine line there between having your teammates' backs and maybe offending fans?
I don't know. I guess it is, but at the same time, like, I haven't really been playing as great as you guys may think I've been playing. I haven't been playing that well. Could play a lot better. As a defense as a group, man, we just have to really step it up, man. We have to really shut down this run and pass. Just overall, man, we have to get enthusiastic. And we've just been playing bad, and I don't know, I understand where Corey's coming from, but I really haven't been playing as good as everybody may think I've been playing, so.
Hey, Steve, come back. You said he's lining us up the right way. He's not trusting you. Come back to that. What do you mean?
No, you know, he's calling the right defense. It's not like his call or anything. Of course, he's just there and he studies. They're here all day. They study. It's not like they're going to put us in the wrong place. So, it's a, when I guess, as a defense, we're not trusting our keys, or we're just not, I don't know, we're just not doing our jobs. We're all doing our own thing, and that's very bad, and that's a lot of reason why things have been messing up. But it's not Coach Call's call. It's not like he's going to line us up in the wrong place for us to lose. You know, so that's one thing. We have to come together. We start trusting each other, and really believe in our ability. We're a really good defense. You know, I mean, we just got to start believing and start playing that way.
You guys having fun? Corey said it wasn't fun anymore right now.
You said it wasn't fun? Yeah. I'm having fun. We're 3-1. We're, you know, we could be in a lot worse situation, but, you know, I'm having fun, and we're having fun out there. It's no big deal. So just that one thing, you know, the crowd, you know, at that time, like I said, you know, I mean, we feed off the crowd's energy, so we're just as good as the crowd is. So if the crowd's very loud and they're pumped up, and that's when it becomes a lot of fun. You know what I mean? When the crowd is like booing and stuff like that, it's very difficult to play. You know, I'm pretty sure you guys can imagine how hard it is as your home fans, someone you love, I mean, your fans that you love, and they're booing you and stuff like that. So it's pretty difficult to play. Hard atmosphere, but, you know, we feel off their energy, so.
Steve, where is the enthusiasm?
Where is it?
Truthfully,
I'm not sure yet. You know, I mean, that's something I think we're all going to get together and talk about this week. You know, we're coming into conference play, and we got to buckle down. It's time to play some major football. So,
anybody going to call a special meeting amongst the black shirts, you think?
At this point, I really couldn't tell you, but I know we're going to get some things done.
You guys wear the black shirts this week at practice?
Are we wearing it?
No, last week, Zach Bowman didn't wear it out there. You guys didn't do it like
you did. I'm not sure. I couldn't even tell you why. Zach didn't have the black shirt last week. I really couldn't. But from what I heard, you know, everybody's had the black shirt, so.
Steve, you guys have talked about a lack of maybe energy and enthusiasm. Coach Callahan said watching the film of the Iowa State against Iowa game and saw a lot of enthusiasm from the Cyclones because of that rivalry. He expects that same energy here. What do you guys need to do to match that, and do you expect that from them?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I expect that from them. I'm pretty sure they want to come in here and they want to win this game. I mean, it'll be a big boost for them right now because I know things are not going so well for them. But to match the energy, man, we just got to come out this practice this week and just practice hard and know where we're at and truly believe that, you know, I mean, we're one of the best teams in the country. You know, I mean, I think that's one of the things. I have to believe that we're the best team in the country, one of the best teams, and just come together and play like the black shirts do.
Can you talk a little bit about Brett Meyer and you've seen him on film?
I watched a little bit of him on film. I haven't watched too much. I saw some of the Toledo game. He's a good quarterback. You know, I mean, I've seen him play in the last 2 years. He's a really good quarterback. He's efficient. He gets the job done. He scrambles a lot. So I think he's a pretty good quarterback and gets the job done. So.
You think home fans could ever boo their team?
I guess they can have. They have the right to. You know what I mean? They pay for the tickets. They have the right to, but I don't know. You know what I mean? It's pretty difficult, you know what I mean, to for an offense or defense, you know, me to play and play well when, you know, the fans are booing, like they're booing. So it's very difficult, but I guess they do have the right, but it's hard.
Did they boo on your recruiting trip?
No, they didn't. It's actually very loud.
Did you guys at least understand why they were booing?
Yeah, we understand why they're booing. We were playing bad enough for them to boo, but I didn't think that they would boo, you know what I mean? So, I'm not sure.
Would you just love to have a great game so all this stuff can be just washed away?
If what?
Would you like to just have a great performance so all this stuff can just go away?
Pretty much. Offense, defensively-wise, yeah. We need a big breakout game. A solid performance on offense, defensively-wise. So, we haven't reached maximum performance, and that's where our goal is, so.
What's life like on campus? Corey talked about sometimes you're sitting in the class and maybe you're a little embarrassed with the way the black shirt is playing.
I really don't. No one says anything to me. Seriously, I go around. I know like the comments, and I've heard a lot of things on the radio about what was going on. And but when I go around, I don't know. No one says anything to me, but I know what they're thinking. But I don't get any comments.
Anything else for Steve?